fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia Discreet, how are you today?
Ah, hello. I'm all right.
Hello, hello. Yeah. That is
a cream in my coffee.
Oh, whoa, flash.
You don't get that at BFM. We don't get milk delivered at the moment, so there you go. Anyway,
I'll ask Caitlin to add cream to the order.
That would be very bougie. I'd be into that. What's happening? What's happening in the world of words today?
Well, I got a special request from old mate Jess from Totally Wired and at the programming department.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jess Food.
Jess wanted to know why we say colonel.
As
like
in,
we do. Like as the, in a military colonel.
I was going to say Kentucky Fried Chicken, but yes.
Instead of the way it's spelt. Right.
Yes, which is C-O-L-O-N-E-L. So like
colonel.
Colonel.
Colonel. That makes no sense, actually. I've never thought about that, but yeah, now that you've pointed
you've
it out.
You've never thought about that?
Maybe when I was a child.
I said colonel for a long time.
Fair enough. Well, I'm not trying to be, you know, high horse over here. I just I'm observing that I've never thought about it, and maybe that makes me the dum-dum.
No one's a dum-dum.
No one's a dum-dum. Anyway. Let's make that perfectly clear. Oh, God. Okay, so colonel, why do we say it like that and not colonel, which would make more sense?
So it's a combination of a couple of historical... Well, it's a combination of a historical accident and an interesting trend within languages across the world.
Ooh. Mm. We need a special sting for that particular vibe, I think.
an around the world sting. We'll put it into production. So basically, colonel comes from, initially it comes from an Italian word that basically means column.
Okay. Mm. Sort of makes sense.
So basically, they're the column guy. They're in charge of a column of soldiers. So in Italian, they're the colonello.
Colonello. Okay, yep.
They're the colonello. Okay. So basically, what happens is the French take up this word
colonello
and they change it to colonel.
Colonel. Yep.
Colonel.
Colonel.
But then over time, and we're going to talk about why this happens, it changes to coronel.
Coronel. Like an R sound.
My an word. R sound.
Okay. So we've had
colonello. Put a pin in this change to the R sound, because this is going to be important later.
Okay.
Okay.
Colonello, colonel, and then...
Coronel.
Coronel?
Yeah, you still need to do a French accent for that.
Colonel. Okay, yep.
Yep. Okay, sweet. So then in the 1500s, English is like, wow, I would love to have more military words because I'm about to ruin the whole earth.
Oh.
And so they go, where can I get these from?
Observation.
And so the English get them from where they traditionally get words from, the French. And so that's where we get cavalry, infantry,
constantly.
Citadel, cannon. And we also take colonel.
So we're constantly stealing the French's homework, and we.
I mean,
end
to
up
be fair, they did
invade
us, so
they gave us the homework.
Yes,
us and being then, England in this context, anyway.
Us being the Anglophone community.
Okay, got you.
Which at the time was England. I'm trying to talk about this in a way that makes sense. Okay. So. So, basically, over time, the pronunciation gets, like, a bit more nativized. Like, it becomes more of a comfortable English word to say. We go from coronel to colonel.
So we just got lazy, basically.
I mean, it'll be a combination of, like, people's accents and just, like, shifting...
I'm trying to imagine it like a West Country accent, and I can see how you would drop a few bits and then to get colonel out of that one.
Yes, and put a pin in that as well.
Okay, two pins in our map of words.
Okay, what's that in the original Greek?
No Greek today.
So, jump ahead to the 16th century.
Okay.
Yep. Where were we before?
In the 1500s.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Keep up, Zoe.
Wait.
Wait, what?
That is the 16th century. Yeah. No. Yeah. Sorry. Jump ahead to later in the 16th century.
Okay.
So everyone's walking around. They're saying colonel.
Colonel.
Because
yep.
they're talking about their French military. Mm. But you then at the end of the 16th century, you get scholars trying to write about military history, and they want to go to the OGs. They want to go to the classic good military dudes. They want to read the Italian military treatises.
Treatises. Yep. Okay.
And
I'm
so they want to use Italian spellings, and so they start using Italian spellings of words, which is mostly fine, apart from colonel,
Colonello.
Consonant shift. Well, they basically do a hybrid and they go for colonel.
Oh.
For our modern spelling, yes.
Okay, that makes sense. It was the scholars what did it.
It was the scholars. So
in
basically,
the library with the lead pipe.
So basically, we got the pronunciation from the French and we got the spelling from the Italians.
Okay. Someone just has a pivot to the side here for a second. Someone's texted in, isn't Colonello that alcohol you have after dinner at an Italian restaurant? Unsure, but sure, probably.
I would say probably. They'll name things after anything over there. Okay, but the question remains, why did the French start saying this word that was perfectly fine with an L with an R?
Okay, so we're going back to our first pin.
This is basically both the pins,
okay,
to be
both
honest.
Both the pins.
Both the pins.
All pins in the same point.
And so it's this phenomena in linguistics called dissimilation.
Ooh, dissimilation. Okay, what does that mean?
So basically, people across languages don't really like saying the same sounds twice in a row.
So what was the word we were working with there?
Colonel.
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 So they were like, I don't like these two L's. It's bad. So they change it to coronel. And you might go, well, that's weird. When else does that happen? This is also why people tend to say library instead of library.
Ah.
And February instead of February. And this is also why our word pilgrim comes from the Latin peregrinus, which is why it's called San Pellegrino.
Oh.
It's like all of these words come from a Latin word that had two R sounds. People didn't like it. It shifts so that one's an L and one's an R.
Someone's texted in their own little list of words like this that have dropped bits. Worcester sauce, potpourri, night with a K, Wednesday. I guess they all fall under that category a little bit. Is that right, Amelia?
Yes, night with a K is different.
Okay.
But we have talked about that before, so I'm not going to go back.
Previous episode.
But those other ones are a special case of dissimilation. It's called haplology.
Haplology.
And so that's when, if there's two similar syllables, you drop one. So that's Worcester, Gloucester, and that's the special case that is like library and February. And what was their other example? It was a
Wednesday.
Good one. Wednesday, yeah.
I guess that's interesting.
Yeah, so you have this weird trend that is across languages, and it's especially when one word moves from a language to another, you know, you're going to start adapting the pronunciation anyway.
Yeah.
And there's this tendency towards, it's just more comfortable for people to say two different consonant or vowel sounds rather than the same one.
That makes total sense, to be honest. And I guess it's one of those things you do without, you know, thinking about it, which is probably how it becomes popular in the first place.
Well, I'm glad it makes sense to you because people don't know why this happens.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. my previous statement.
I mean, you kind of naturally understand it, but there's no kind of like, there doesn't seem to be any kind of like physical reason. There's nothing about like the morphology of our throats that means it's easier to say library than librarily.
Library.
That was me doing a classic dissimulation library. Where I changed one of the consonant sounds.
Excellent.
You know?
Yeah, I do. I do know what you're saying.
Like, Pellegrino and Pellegrino are not necessarily one's easier to say than the other, but people like to say one more than the other, and it's very... More research required, linguists. Come on.
Someone wants to know why so many people can't say nuclear properly. How are we supposed to say it? Am I saying it wrong?
I think some people say nuclear or nuclear? Something. I don't know. Right. But I always freak out that I'm saying it wrong. So I actually try to avoid saying it.
That's your nuclear-free vocabulary. we've also got a question about quinoa, why it's pronounced like that. But that might be a different language thing altogether, possibly.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Quinoa. Why is that spelt and said? That's a different language thing.
We'll come back to that another time. I don't know.
We've got someone says, is this related to how lieutenant is pronounced lieutenant in UK English versus lieutenant in the US vernacular? I didn't know that was the same word.
No, neither did I.
Until right now. Learn something new every day on this segment.
I actually have no idea. I don't.
We're really opening up more questions than we have answers for here, which is what we like to do when we learn things, isn't it?
Oh, so. My God.
Also, someone says that the drink we're all thinking of is actually limoncello.
No, there is a drink called Colonello. I looked it up.
Oh, there we go. All the liquor out there. Amelia, I've very much enjoyed this wander into, what are they called again?
Dissimulation.
Dissimulation this morning.
And haplology.
And haplology?
Yeah, it's one of those fun things that kind of like, it's like asking for it to be done to itself. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like it's a repetition of two sounds and it's dying for you to drop one of them.
Oh, yeah. I see. It's trying to sort of trick you into it. Well, thank you very much. You've picked us a Kinks track, a goofy little Kinks number to play this morning. Tin Soldier Man, I see what you've done there. Have a lovely rest of your day, Amelia Discreet, and we'll talk words with you again next week.
So long.
Bye.
Uniform tie. Ba 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 ba. He's a tin soldier
man. Oh my gosh, we've just really wandered into a pit of language here.
I know, it's great.
The person who originally texted in about Colonello the liquor was saying that they were fully meaning limoncello. Can't believe they thought it was Colonel, but glad that it's an actual drink. You're welcome. We're happy to look these things up for you.
Apparently, it's quite a fancy, like, cellar wine.
Mmm, bougie.
I know, I've been looking up some of them. Terrific aromas of blackberries.
flash.
I know.
Amelia also looked up the lieutenant thing, and she's said it's very annoying. There's no conclusive proof either way. So that might mean we hear more about it at a later date, because usually once Amelia starts on something like that,
she can't stop.
So we'll find out more about that, I'm sure, later. And also thanks to the person who said quinoa is pronounced quinoa, apparently. My Brazilian stepmother, who speaks five languages, would get super mad and argue with me whenever I pronounced it quinoa.
Then why the heck are we pronouncing it quinoa?
Why did I get laughed at when I said quinoa the first time
exactly.
I cooked it for my flatmates?
Well, you can go back to them and say, actually, you're all wrong, I'm right, and here's a delicious meal.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.